This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The automotive number of this Monday is $500 million. That's what General Motors is going to be investing in the ride-sharing service Lyft. Lyft gets the cash, of course. GM gets a seat on the company's board. But here's the thing. Lyft is all about people paying to take rides in somebody else's car, not buy a car of their own, right? So we asked Sally Herships to find out what gives.
Imagine ride-sharing services are like sodas. Uber is pretty clearly Coke, which makes Lyft.
I would say that Lyft has always been like root beer.
Harry Campbell runs RideShareGuy.com, a blog. He says root beer is great, but it's not always on the menu, like Coke is or Uber. Campbell is also a rideshare driver.
I've heard people get into a Lyft while I'm driving and they think it's an Uber. They don't even realize that the person that called it, called a Lyft.
So Campbell says Lyft can use some of the $500 million it gets from GM to help market itself better. Matt Stover is an auto industry analyst with Susquehanna Financial Group, an investment bank. He says there's a lot of potential in this deal for GM, too.
Number one, it allows for them to get more return on the investment of building a car.
Part of the deal is that GM gets to rent its cars, used ones, to Lyft drivers. That's the short term. The long term, GM can figure out how to design cars for the future, when more buyers may be rideshare drivers.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain vehicles that are probably going to be better and more amenable for the drivers.
Ed Kim is an analyst with Auto Pacific, a market research firm. He says for GM, there's an even longer-term play here.
We see that there is a significant demand among consumers to give up the act of driving entirely.
Kim says if the future means driverless cars, a deal with Lyft would help GM prepare now. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.